I was trying to imagine what would be perfect. What would be the most heavenly existence I could imagine? Well, for one person would be, I can eat as much as I want to eat and I won't get fat. Oh, just eat. Taste every taste. Well, this is a guy that's addicted to food. And I'll tell you something. If you could eat everything you want without getting fat, after a while, food would not taste like anything to you. It would taste like eating cardboard. You wouldn't want to eat it. The fact that the fat can creep up on you makes food a little bit dangerous for you, because it might kill you. It might give you a heart attack. It might give you a seizure. But that fat tastes so good. It tastes, I love that ice cream and that hot fudge sundae because, but you know, the docs say, ooh, ooga booga, ooga booga. They're going to get you if you eat that kind of stuff. And yet, I want to eat it. I want to eat it. I want to eat it. And there you are. Take away the danger, and suddenly, who wants to eat ice cream? There's no half the fun, half the taste alivening is the fact that it can get you. Okay, let's talk about, your favorite topic. Sex in heaven. That's what I want. I want to have lots of sex. Guess what? After a while, sex with everybody is sex with nobody. It feels like having sex with cardboard. You don't feel anything anymore. Why? Because nothing out there to get you. No hell there in that heaven. That heaven is boring. Well, what else do you like to do? Movies. Well, heaven, I want to go. I'm going to see all the movies. I love movies. I'm going to see all the movies I ever wanted to see, one after another. Guess what? Did you guys know that writers who write movies are human beings? Yeah. And guess what they do? They read other writers who write movies who are also human beings, and they learn the secrets of the trade, how to get people interested in movies. So they learn how to write things. And there are only so many ways of writing a movie. If you really think about it, if you've seen more than, I would say 100 movies, they're going to repeat. I don't care how new the movie is. I don't care how special the effects are. It's the same old, same old. You're just seeing it again, and you're just pretending it's new. You want to make it new because you want to make it exciting, because you want to make it something that you haven't had before, because there's a risk involved. I may have a new thrill. I want that. But after 100 movies or so in heaven, you've seen them all. Boring. You won't want to watch another movie at all. They all will just go in one eye and out the other. Boring. All right, so what can heaven be? It ain't going to be movies. Sex ain't going to do it. Food ain't going to do it. Maybe you would like to just scratch yourself, because you've always been an itchy kind of guy. So you want to scratch those itches wherever they are. And you can't reach your back. So maybe heaven for you is having a long enough arm so you can actually scratch your own back. Well, that could be arranged very well. Can you see what's going on here? Can you begin to realize that heaven and hell are creations of you? You create heaven and hell. You're the reality creator. You're the real creator of all that stuff. Anything that you can think of as heavenly came out of the mind of you. Anything you can think of as horrible came out of the mind of you. And once you start doing that, people are going to start doing it. Because people often think that there is an absoluteness to good and an absoluteness to evil, and then they start moving as if there was such a thing as an absoluteness to good. And for them, the absoluteness to good might be, I'll make a few things up so you can see what's going on here. We already had an example of this. We call it Nazi Germany. All of us can identify with the evil of Nazi Germany, but if you were a Nazi, it wasn't evil at all. What you were doing was extremely good. You were trying to purify your race. You were trying to go to a state of heavenly existence in which everybody was like you. Wow. Wow, what a mythology. What an insanity. Of course it's an insanity, because they were looking for the absolute goodness of it all. They wanted absolute good. They wanted to destroy absolute evil. And for them, it was whatever wasn't absolutely good. Now, you may think, oh, well, that's the Nazis. They're all corrupted and they're... No, they ain't. Germans aren't any more corrupt than Poles, aren't any more corrupt than Jews, aren't any more corrupt than Arabs, aren't any more corrupt than white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, aren't any more corrupt than Buddhists, aren't any more corrupt than... You name us, folks. We're there. We're all human beings. We're all two-legged walking this planet. We all have the same problems. We all are creators of reality. We are the heaven and the hell creators. We are it. You are it. You are the real creator here. Now, can you understand that anything you do in which you decide this is absolutely good and this is absolutely evil, you are perpetuating evil as much as you're perpetuating good. You have to understand that all that we do in the world is to dance on the edge of chaos, and that whatever we do, if we can do it with some form of compassionate understanding that allows us to be in the dance on both the edge of evil and the edge of good, if we can see that for ourselves and see it in others, then there is a certain tolerance which starts to come into the game. Now, tolerance is an interesting word, because that word implies a letting go, a loosening of the bounds which say something is absolutely one way or the other. Now, I want to tell you something from physics. We physicists learned a long time ago, there ain't nothing absolute. There ain't nothing absolute. The only thing absolute we know is there ain't nothing absolute. That's about it. There ain't nothing absolute. So there's always a built-in tolerance. And without that tolerance, without that indeterminism, without that uncertainty, life, as horrible as you may think it is, as beautiful as you may wish it to be, as wonderful as it could be, as whatever you think it is, it would be intolerable, unfathomable, unreachable, impossible. It would be so much of the hell world, in spite of how heavenly it may look to you, you'd be living in hell. And the only way out of that is to recognize, to give evil and good their equal footing in the world of today. I know you've been told you gotta wipe out evil. Wiping out evil is like killing yourself. You can't do it. Evil and good are hand in hand. They go hand in hand. We're always going to be dancing with it. Presidents know this and have to learn it. You have to know this and have to learn it. Otherwise, you're going to be constantly living your life under the guise of somebody telling you what is good and what is evil. And I want to tell you something. Whoever tells you that doesn't know any more than you do, because it's all being created. There is no absoluteness to it. There's nothing absolute about evil. There's nothing absolute about good. Get back to the dance. Get back to the dance. You're dancing on the edge of chaos. You're between heaven and hell.